KX, N4ZLK. JW, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, W4DJW.
Dave, just checking out the radio. I put an antenna up in the attic. It's not permanent, but I got a, like a one-to-one on the SWR. I just want to know how it sounded.
You sound like you're in the room with me. Couldn't tell you any different than any other time. I mean, when you got a good connectivity to the repeater. Sounds great.
I'm standing out in my garage, so it might be a little echoey. But I ran the antenna up there and just draped the wire down just to see how it was going to sound up there. I need to get one put up permanently in the attic.
What kind of antenna is it?
I built last year sometime.
You build it out of copper or twin lead or aluminum tubing? What'd you build it out of?
It's copper, 3/4 inch copper pipe.
3/4 inch, that's pretty big diameter J-pole, isn't it?
I've got a low SWR across the whole band.
Well, it worked good. It's working really good. It's still working really good. What do you have for grounding on it?
Because I'm in the garage, I just plugged it into the amplifier, into the wall. So, I mean, it's grounded to the house, I guess.
Well, it sounds good. Is it like leaning up against the corner or something? I mean, J-poles are kind of sensitive to metal being around them. It's the reason I'm asking. I'm just curious from my own knowledge of my own experience with J-poles is you got to mount them where they won't couple with any other metal around them.
On that piece of PVC pipe that I've got sticking on something that will keep it from falling over, and it's just up in the middle of the air. It's not leaning up on anything.
Okay. Well, that's a good location because it works. It's into the repeater nice and solid.
Appreciate the signal and appreciate the help on the radio. We just got back this afternoon and wanted to check this out while I had some time.
Is that the 857? Okay, well, that helps explain part of it, because that's a good radio. That's a nice radio. That's not a chintzy radio. That's probably got a lot to do with it. How much power are you running? And where are you? You're right up under the repeater, though, aren't you? Aren't you near, somewhere close to the repeater?
Right about 5 miles from it. I can see it at nighttime. I can see the lights flashing.
Okay, you could probably hit it on 5 milliwatts, but that radio won't go lower than 5 watts. Yeah, you got a direct line of sight 5 miles away. You have an ideal location.
Santana, I had my analyzer on it, and I had my HT beside me, and I was trying to set it for 146, right at 146.00, trying to get the best resonance. And I was listening to it and thinking, somebody keeps keying up the repeater. And I realized that was me crossing over the input.
Yeah, that's your local oscillator. As you change your analyzer, its local oscillator is following you. So, yeah, that's pretty close. So just your local oscillator and your antenna analyzer was bringing up the repeater?
I made sure by going over it on purpose and realized it was keying the repeater every time I went by.
Well, that's normal. That's the way they work, doing what it's supposed to. And that says that says something for the sensitivity of the front end of the repeater too. Its receiver is still receiving really good if it can hear your local oscillator, not being on antenna or anything. It's just the internal local oscillator on the. And I've often wondered about that when I'm working on radios here and I go past those frequencies. I'm 20 some odd miles away, so I'm far enough away from it that it doesn't cause a problem. But I've often wondered about it. If I was close to the repeater and doing that, would I be keying it up? And I guess I know the answer now.
Well, the J-pole, I just had it leaning up in the garage. I was trying to find its resonant point, and I hooked the copper wires to it on one end and kind of secured them kind of loosely where I can move them a little bit. And that's where it was keying up the repeater when I would go by the input frequency.
Yeah, it has to put enough of a signal on there to where it can measure the reflected wave, and that's very minimal. that's milliwatts. That's a little tiny signal going on there. But with milliwatts, that's good to know, though, because I can key it up. I've got some radios that will go way below 5 watts, that go below a 1 watt, and I can key it up every now and then, depending on what antenna I'm on. I can key it up from here below a watt, but not that often. See, you're fortunate. Anyway, you did a good job. It's working great.
Now I just need to run the cable down through the house and into the room that I want to put the radio, because I don't want to be out here in the garage with it.
Is that a long run?
Probably less than 50 feet.
You get coax for, you got the R8, or Superflex, or LMR400, or some, what kind of coax you get?
The smaller, let's see, it's, R8X or something like that, Mini 8. That's what I'm using right now. I've got 50 feet of it. I just picked up. It's brand new. Picked it up from another hand. His daughter gave it to me because he had passed away.
W4DJW. Well, you don't have that far to go. You're not going to have that much coax, transmission line drop. And even if you did, it probably wouldn't matter much. Not where you're located. Unless it's getting to other repeaters. That's what you're going to have to try next, is other repeaters in the 2-meter band.
I plan on checking the others and then also checking Simplex, see how well I can do. Because in my vehicle, I can hear a lot of people, hear a lot of local. Up another 10, 15 feet, I should be able to hear a lot more.
That's true. I just hit reverse while you were talking, and I couldn't see any signal. I've got tones turned on. I've got 88.5 tone turned on so that it doesn't keep on breaking the squelch with things that don't come out of the repeater. But I would see a signal if it was there. I wouldn't hear anything, but I'd see a signal. But I didn't see anything when I went to reverse. So maybe when you get it up higher, we'll try it again.
So I am going to put it up higher. I've got some cross supports in the rafter. I'm going to probably mount it to one of those. Right now it's just sitting kind of on the floor of the attic on a little piece of PVC to keep it from touching anything.
Well, you'd be a good candidate for that simplex net that they're talking about, where Gary and Steve and I think Chad, I'm not 100% sure if Chad's in there or not, but there's a few of them put together a simplex net. Are you familiar with that?
And yes, I'd like to participate, but I'm not sure any details on it yet.
Well, they're just getting it together, so if you hear Steve on here or Gary, you might ask them about it. I'm not in a good enough location. I don't think I'm not high enough to do that. I mean, I could try if I got my beam, my handheld beam out, and I started pointing my beam around. But might want to mention that to him once you get some more altitude on that. Because how high are you? Do you know what your location, your elevation is, where you are now?
In there, I am. I'm about 1,275 feet, I believe. Go ahead, other station.
UE.
Hey, Chad, are you participating in that simplex net that they've been talking about?
Well, actually, I put it together. I've just installed my 400 in the truck here, and just turned the radio on, heard y'all talking, then figured I'd kind of let you know if you're interested in trying what to do.
Well, there you go. Good time to get your 400 up and running. Have to let me know how you like that afterwards. Go ahead, get the details, Shane.
When are you planning on doing it? What time and what evening?
They're currently scheduled the 17th or 18th of this month. But we're doing it a little bit different. So, first of all, let me tell you, chadlhightower@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll add you into the roster. But, Shane, the way we're doing this is all of the stations are contacted before the Simplex Net, and you are given a time slot to broadcast your call sign and your location for 1 minute, exactly 1 minute, on a roster with other members, participants. And what that's going to do is that's going to allow We're going to conduct a hearing test first to see who can hear who. Then you'll fill out that documentation and send it back to me. Once I collect all of the participants' information, what I'll do is plot that on a map and plot it on a matrix so that you know where your location is and you know the stations that you can contact. We'll draw a little map, you know, a little map with some lines on it, so you know what stations you're able to contact. Now, the other thing is the matrix. So, I'm just curious, what county do you, where about within 10 or 15 miles, where do you live, Shane?
County near Table Rock, N4ZLK.
So, let's say, for example, you're on out there, but we have another couple of stations that are on out there, too. So, let's say Patrick is participating, and Patrick is in a pretty bad spot. So, what if we provided a matrix to say, okay, I want to get a message to Dave in Greer. You can follow along the matrix with your finger and say, okay, well, the furthest I can get is Patrick. So, I'm going to hand my message off to Patrick. Then it's Patrick's responsibility to move it on to a station that he can hear or that he documented in the listening test. And we're going to attempt to move it from all the way from Mill Springs, North Carolina, because we have two stations in Greer. So we're going to give it a shot. And if you want to participate, shoot me an email. And I'll get you the packet that you need to participate and get you a time slot so that you know when to broadcast. So one thing I will tell you, though, is that I'm asking respectfully that if you say you're going to participate, we kind of need the participation because... you know, if you're in the middle of the matrix and you're not able to participate, then that is a link that we, you know, we lose. So I hope that was helpful.
I appreciate it. If you're going to do it on a Thursday or Friday, which is the dates you listed out, it, depending on what time, it might be difficult for me, but I can get that from you. But, yeah, I'd really be interested if I'm available and definitely try to make it work. I appreciate it. And it's Chad L. Hightower at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. We will start at, I think it's 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Don't quote me on that. It's all in the documentation. We've prepared some documents to send out. We have also included in the documentation an ICS Form 205, which is kind of what, you know, the city or county government would use to, I wouldn't say activate a ham radio operator, but it's just a set of operating orders that the city or FEMA would use to display all the information that a ham radio operator would need to complete a mission. Is a wrong word too, but just to familiarize you with the form. It's a nice form and it works really well, especially for Simplex. So you'll get that in the packet too. If you have any questions, hey, shoot me an email and or call me on the phone, either one. But we're kind of excited about it. Right now, I think we have like 29 participants. Maybe 22 or 29. But the more the merrier, right?
Will you comment? W. Tyler here. Chad, I just want to let you know, I was listening in on that. I'm interested in participating as well, so I'll go ahead and send you an email. Just wanted to give you a heads up. I'd be sending you that way, though, while you were on the radio.
Oh, absolutely, bud. Send it on. We'll We'll have the club secretary send it right back out to you.
CTW, be clear.
I appreciate it. And yeah, I'll send you an email, too. Thanks for the info. N4ZLK.
UE, I'll be clear. Thanks, Shane. Have a good day, bud. You too, Dave. 73s, I'm clear.
Thanks for jumping in there, Chad. I didn't know it was that that organized. Sounds very organized. If I'm not in there, let me know because I want to be in there. I don't know if I sent you an email or not. But if I can attend, I'd like to do that too. So, Shane, you got more than you bargained for with your test on your antenna, didn't you?
It's a challenge. I appreciate that. And thanks for the signal report, Dave, and good to hear you this afternoon. And I'm going to go ahead and jump off of here and roll the cable back up until I can get it ready to go where I need it to go. And, again, have a good day. Thanks for the info. W4DJW, N4ZLK.
Anytime, Shane. And your card went out today. I hit a batch of load of 8, so that batch went out today. So you should be getting your card and your receipt in the mail in the next 3 days. Anyway, take care. Be safe. W4DJW clear.
73 Dave, thanks. N4ZLK clear.